Vav Metzia, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Zayin, and we're continuing to discuss the rights of workers to eat the food that they're working with. Here in our Mishnah, there are two cases. The first case wants to ask, what happens if the food with which the workers are working is forbidden to be eaten for some other halachic reason? The example given here is neta ravai, fourth-year produce, which means, let's say they're picking these grapes. The grapes are in their fourth year. The first 3 years, the grapes are inedible as orla, they're forbidden altogether. But in the fourth year, the grapes can be picked and they can be eaten or made into wine and drunk. But in that fourth year, the produce must be taken to Yerushalayim and eaten there. Very similar to Maaser Sheni. So the point is, until it's eaten, until it's brought to Jerusalem, or alternatively redeemed onto coins, and the coins brought up to Jerusalem, so then the food is forbidden. So the question is, what happens if the workers come to work and they think they're going to be eating grapes today as they're picking, and the employer says to them, well, those grapes are off limits because they're net to ravai, it's not my fault. The question is, well, the Torah said they could eat. Are they allowed to eat these grapes? And if not, and the halacha will be that they're not allowed to eat the grapes, so then really they'd have recourse to a claim called mekach ta'os. They were employed under false pretenses, they were tricked, because if they would say, listen, if I knew that I couldn't eat the grapes I was working with, I'd have taken a different gig somewhere else that I could eat. So what happens? Says the Mishnah inside, Hasocher esa po'alim la'asos b'neta ravai shalo. The employer hires these day workers to come work in his, let's call them vineyards, their fourth-year vineyards, and the grapes in the fourth-year vineyard, like I said before, are not allowed to be eaten. That's a halacha to itself. So, hare elu yochelu. Step one, says the Mishnah, they simply cannot eat the grapes. Even though the Torah said they could eat the food they're working with, the grapes, they're like not kosher, so to speak. Grapes, they can't eat them. I'm sorry. However, im lo hodian, if the employer didn't notify them and inform them ahead of time, saying, listen, you're going to be working with net to revive grapes today, you won't be able to eat them. So then they'd have a claim for mekach ta'os, they were tricked, and therefore the lach is poda u'ma'achilan. What the employer has to do is to redeem at least some of the grapes that he is that they're working with, and then essentially provide those grapes for them to eat. So what that would mean, just that means he would take the kedusha of those grapes, whatever he's redeeming, onto a coin. It's his own coin. He'd add like 25% surcharge, so to speak, the chomesh, and then those coins would be taken to Yerushalayim to provide foodstuffs over there, and then the deconsecrated grapes back at the vineyard could be eaten by the workers while they're working. That's case one. Case two of the Mishnah is similar, but a little different. Here the case is, workers come to do work with food, and we said back at the beginning of the parak that there's like a window where the workers are allowed to eat from the food with which they're working. I said there are these three stages. In stage A, which is before it's picked off the tree, they can't eat it. Then stage B begins when they pick it off the ripe fruit off of the vine or tree, whatever it is. At that point, they can eat it if they're working with it. And stage B continues until Gmar Malacha, until they finish processing the food, by which it means the food is now ready for storage or for sale. At that point, we enter stage C, where once again, it's forbidden for the workers to eat from the food that they're working with. So, what happens if, this is the question our mission wants to answer, what happens if, you know, we have food which already was packaged, so left from stage B back to stage C, it's past Gemar Malacha, there's an obligation to do Trumas Amaisras, and workers working with such food may not partake of it. What happens if something goes wrong and it has to be repackaged? So, for example, the fig cakes were pressed, that's Gemar Malacha when they're finished, and then they kind of split apart, so they have to be repressed a second time. So people repressing can't eat because the food now already reached Gemar Malacha the first time it was finished processing. At that point, the obligations of tithe kicked in, and like there's no more opportunity, so no longer an entitlement of the workers to eat from those figs that they're repackaging. And same would go if, let's say, they're putting wine into barrels. When the wine is taken from the gas, the vat, and put into a barrel, and you remove the what's floating on top, and you seal the barrel, so then it's ready for sale or storage, and now it's Gemar Malacha, it's subject to tithing requirements, and the workers can no longer eat from it. If the seal breaks open, let's say, and they have to reseal barrels, so even though they're resealing barrels, just doing the exact same work that was done yesterday by some other workers, yesterday they could eat, but today they can't eat or drink from the wine. So that's our Mishnah is basically saying here. It says, Nisparsu Igulin. If a person's already pressed fig cakes became separate, like they weren't pressed tight enough, they had to be repressed. Or nis, so the word there was from the word like nisparas is Like a prusa is a slice of bread, like it can be split up into slices, so to speak. Or nispatchu chaviosav, his barrels, like poteach, to open up, they need to be resealed. So the point is, even though yesterday when these guys were sealing or pressing figs, they could eat, they can't anymore because they reached Gomer Lacha. And therefore, Harei Elu lo yuchelu, says the Mishnah, even though they're doing the same work as yesterday, they may not eat these figs today as they're repressing them or drink this wine if they're repackaging it. Imlo ho'odian, and if the employer who said to these people, we're going to be pressing figs or sealing barrels, didn't tell them that these have been finished Gomer Lacha once before and therefore they're subject to tithes, and therefore they're forbidden for you to eat them, that would be mekach tos, and therefore he has to solve the problem by, says the Mishnah, ma'aser u'machilan, he has to tithe at least some part of the wine, and take the requisite ma'aser, he doesn't mean just ma'aser, means also truma, etc., take all the requisite tithes, and then u'machilan, then he has to provide them with wine to drink while they are sealing the other barrels.